4 KFW Mobile.
KO 4 CEF.
How are you doing this morning, Andrew?
Tonight I'm all right.
Yeah, hey, I hear you. I'm waiting for the temperature to get up here a little bit and blow some hot air.
I mean, something to mine out.
98 here, but that seems a little high.
Teetering between 29 and 30.
So for today?
I don't know. Probably just mostly a normal day. I was going to try to go see my new area today. Kind of walk around and take a tour. Show my face a little bit.
That makes the day interesting. And that, you get to learn a whole new group of people on what they do.
Yeah, might as well get used to it. Start doing getting everything together for the transfer. And then I guess at some point in time I need to do my reflection or whatever it is you got to do at the end of the year.
Employees wouldn't try to take advantage of the new guy.
They're way too late, trying to get up 5 in the morning, or 4:30, killing me.
Last night, me and my wife were watching TV. It's like, man, I'm tired tonight. I think I need extra rest. We turned in at 7.
Man, it's dark at 7. I mean, it's hard not to go to bed, but then I end up staying up till 11, 11:30.
Hard to survive on 4 or 5 hours sleep, isn't it?
Sitting for punishment.
That when I work construction, plan on getting off at 5 and the supervisor tell you got to stay till midnight. It's an hour drive back to the house and you got to get back up at 4, you know, to come to work. It's like, man, you start running on empty pretty quick.
Oh, shoot, I'll probably try to get in bed early tonight after Boy Scout.
9:30, right?
After 8, depends on whether I ate supper before or after. It'll be at least 9:30 before I can get in bed. They were, right now OSHA's not pushing the 100 employee rule. I don't know if it's dead yet or they're just waiting for it to finish going to the courts.
I heard that they wasn't going to enforce that rule. And that, you know, and I think McMaster's is, you know, trying to throw it out for here. And that, so, you know, it's funny, my company hadn't said anything about it yet.
Definitely getting geared up. I mean, they were getting the database together and everything else, so I guess they're trying to be prepared, but I don't know. I was trying to find something on it yesterday, and I couldn't find anything solid besides the no enforcement right now. I was trying to see if it was a done deal and they give up, or it's just got to finish going to the courts.
Help you on that one, but I mean, it ain't like you can't find another job right now, right?
Right now, it's not that hard.
I think they were pushing for if you, if you didn't have the shot, then you had to get tested, but they wanted the companies to pay for all the testing and everything, in which I think they should.
He was asking me, since part of that mandate is if they go to get the shot, then they have to have the time off. So that the people that already had it, are they going to get the time off to make up since they already did it? I'm like, you know that's not going to happen, but he's like, but still, I was off a day after my shot. It's only fair that I'm kind of reimbursed if other people are going to get the time off. More on principle than anything else.
What the other people get, you know what I mean, even if it ain't right. And I know we used to, my old company used to have a Christmas party and everybody was invited. Well, then everybody that didn't go, that didn't want to go, you know, they said they were feeling cheated. So then they give them a choice. Do you want a gift certificate or do you want a party? Well, duh, what do you think happened?
That as well, like if we did a big Christmas dinner, or we used to do them, and then they'll hand out little vouchers for lunches for everybody that wasn't there that day. like, I don't get that, but that's fine.
That place could, they could hire somebody to paint some new lines in their parking lot there since there ain't no cars.
Giving stuff around, do they?
They're just trying to figure out how, I guess because the foreign cars, most of them come from overseas. That's why their lots are empty, I guess. Either that or they just sell quicker.
I was reading an article about it yesterday, but I can't remember what it was saying about the Ram. We're still having issues with it. I'm seeing cars that were built 1st of November just now getting shipped out.
Any worker to put the chips in?
And some of our tracking doesn't happen until after the car ships. So I had some that, like if there's something wrong with it and it has to go get fixed, it won't show up until after the car's been shipped. And I was looking at that one yesterday, and it was built November 2nd, and it didn't ship till yesterday. So almost a full month just waiting on chips.
It's getting worse. I know I need those filters. And I've had some on order, at least from back in July. Still don't have them. And it's like, man, it's just ridiculous.
So that just comes to, some of it's supply chain, but much of it is just people not being at work.
Figure out the angle that they're working, how they can just not be at work.
I figured that one out at all.
FW. That's probably the same people that are complaining that the prices are going up, right? And they're not realizing that they're causing it.
Absolutely. Not now. I don't want to go in.
No time to turn around.
Hey, I got up and was getting ready for work and had my coffee fixed. And the wife was, she was dizzy for whatever reason. I'm sitting there going, you need me to stay home? I'll stay home. You just tell me I'll stay home. And she's like, no, you need to go to work. Are you sure? I mean, I'll stay home if you need me to.
Remember, I used to get up and get my feet on the floor and think, all right, it's like 10, 12 more hours and I can go back to bed. Parking lot 20 minutes early and you're still late for work, right? And I think that says your motivation's a little bit low.
Hello. And I hate to admit that because usually I try to be, not gung-ho, but, try to go into work with a good attitude. And I'm not bad attitude. It's just that motivation is just missing right now and I cannot get it back.
For change.
I think if I wasn't going, then I probably would be a little more motivated, just ready for Christmas. But now it's just like, I'm just biding my time until Christmas time comes and everything changes. Might as well get used to it, though.
Good morning, Patrick. KN4TFW.
For HKX. I was wondering if you'd know if it was me or not. Good morning.
Aaron, couldn't tell.
There with you. It's like I've lost my motivation lately, and it's hard to get back when you do that.
It's fun anymore. You don't look forward to doing it, and it might be time to rethink your situation.
Get to work, I try to get out and get on in, and now I'm sitting there in the truck, just waiting, letting the clock tick away a little bit before I head on in.
I have to go miserable all the time.
You're just loving this conversation so well, that's what it is. It's not your motivation. You just don't want to leave the conversation.
That's the downside. Usually by the time I get on now, I get a few minutes to talk. By the time I jump out of the truck, you might be on. It's like, well, dang, I don't get to spend any time on the radio.
That's how I feel, especially since I got my general and haven't got to do anything with it because I've been so busy or the holidays or just haven't felt like it.
It took me a couple of months to get set up in that before I jumped on the air.
Shelly and Ken, we rearranged your living rooms. I got my radios and stuff put up. Just waiting. I guess I won't go back up till after Christmas.
radio at all?
I'm in the bedroom, and so I mean, if I need to, I can use my portable. I mean, it's battery operated, but my power supply is put up, my radios are put in the bedroom, and my coax is in my living room. So I'm like, well, I'll be off the radio for a little bit unless I just want to get on it for some reason.
Reason for no motivation.
Hotspot, so if I need to, I can do DMR. Put my radio to the hotspot.
Into my radio.
It flows there.
My hotspot is really radio.
Station method in between the two radios.
Look at it as no different than talking on the repeater. You're just using the internet for the repeater instead of a man on the mountain.
Amazon wish list, I got a little stubby antenna that I'm trying to order for my DMR radio. Because it's got a 19-inch on it, and that's a little bit overkill for the house.
I wanted those Nagoya, I believe it's the 770, the little short one that's real flexible. That's what I got on mine.
Yes, all my little rubber duckies, so. Oh, I got the big ones, and I can't find the little ones. Who knows? The wife might have threw them away, or I put them somewhere, and I can't find them. But, well, gentlemen, I think it's that time. I'm going to have to head on in. So I'm going to say 7-3. Y'all be safe out there on the road today, and hopefully we'll holler at you this evening. This is KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on y'all's final.
He's Andrew. Have a good day, man. Hope everything goes good for you. KO4HX.
73, Andrew, you have an awesome one. It'll get better, at least by 4 o'clock anyway. KN4TFW.
How was your evening?
Turned eventful. Swung by, picked up a couple of burgers at the clock, and then got home, settled in, watched a little bit of TV. And me and Susan decided, it's like, you know what, I'm a little bit tired tonight. Turned in early.
Those are the best nights.
And I sure did feel a lot better when I got up this morning.
In this much, I rested over the weekend, Thanksgiving weekend. I felt much better yesterday morning and this morning than I have in a while. Not dragging getting up.
Now, I stayed pretty busy over the week. We got up early. We got up early every day because, well, Susan had to work, so I usually get up with her and, you know, make her coffee and stuff like that. So I didn't get to sleep in any days.
Sleep in every day. My wife is not getting up before me. Not unless there's a reason she's making me breakfast or something. But me and my recliner got to know each other well Thursday and Friday.
Took over my good recliner. She gets mad if you sit in it.
Dog just waits till I get in and then she jumps up in my lap.
I'm on my lap if I'm sitting in the other recliner, but if I sit in her recliner, she's going to go far into the house and crawl up in the corner because she thinks I'm mad at her.
Mine gets that attitude sometimes and she'll give me the evil look and then turn and walk off if I've got work to do on the computer or something like that. She doesn't like to get in my lap then. But she'll walk over to the other side of my wife's recliner, stick her head right up over the arm, and give me that look like, huh, you chose that thing over me.
The wrong personalities, for sure.
Sure, that's what makes it so entertaining sometimes around the house, is her, just watching her and her attitude.
She knows when it's time for her evening walk.
Mine's definitely on a schedule where she knows when it's time to go outside to play or do her thing, and she will not let you forget it. For HKX. Boy, it's nice and cool up here this morning, but at least that wind ain't blowing like yesterday.
Three right here where I jumped on the interstate at. It was calling it 39 in Greer for some reason.
6 up here. It's just a touch warmer than yesterday. But yesterday that wind was what was so brutal.
Got that right. I think it was going for, what, almost 60 today, right?
I think so. They say it's supposed to be up in close to 70 Thursday, I believe it is.
If it's summertime or wintertime.
Yeah, and they wonder why everybody's sick, and then here comes the new variant.
You said you listened to that talk show. There's a same channel. There's a different lady on in the afternoon, and that she was saying that that doctor that discovered that variant down there in South Africa says there ain't nothing to worry about. It's, you know what I mean? Not, most people aren't even getting sick and everything, but here we are blowing it all out of proportion.
Oh, yeah, they have to scare everybody right before the holidays so that they don't get together. That's more about, that's what it's about for them, is their scare tactics. But I think it's starting to wear off on more and more people all the time. So hopefully they'll wake up here for long and tell them where they can put their scare tactics. Let's put it that way.
Well, you're right about that. They'll take a small snapshot in time and try to say it's global warming and that, but then nobody says nothing when the flu goes to zero for a couple of years, just all of a sudden.
Their global warming's thrown out the window this year, too. That same lady, I believe it was, yesterday, was telling that the polar ice caps are bigger this year than what they've been in decades.
They say that the Rocky Mountains and the Appalachians were formed by the ice cap coming down, you know, over the continent, right?
Not exactly sure on that one, but there was a lady called yesterday to the morning show. She's a science teacher that teaches climate stuff like that. And she was giving some real good information about the reason why things are the way they are, the volcanic action in the ocean. It's heat to water. Well, heated water can't hold the carbon dioxide, so it expels it. And you can watch this by two soda cans, put one in the refrigerator, put one out in the sun, and when you open them up, which one spews in your face?
Right about that. I guess the ice age is must have ended from all the, when the cavemen discovered fire and that, and they started heating up the earth.
I think we affect it in a minuscule way by cutting down more of the trees and putting down the concrete and asphalt. But I don't think we're playing that big a role on it like everybody likes to make out to be.
I totally agree with you on that one. It's like, you know, when they show the weather, you look at all of the bigger cities and it's always 10 degrees warmer than it is elsewhere, and you're trying to say that there's an issue. It's like, yeah, there's the issue. You know, you're making all the hot spots.
KO4 HKS, I was watching the news the other day, the weather, and you know how they always have the highs and lows and record highs? Well, the record high for, I think it was Thursday, Thanksgiving, was 76 degrees in 1876. We run on basically a 100-year cycle if you start watching that stuff, where the temperatures raise and lower.
They just want to take a snapshot of a smaller area in time and claim that that's what the issue is.
And they want to look at a small window in time, and they got these computers doing all this modeling. Well, that computer is wrong most of the time, most all the time, and it just, I don't trust it, because it doesn't have all the information. There's so many variables that aren't input into it that it doesn't know anything about.
As good as what you put into it, and that, man, like you said, you're just not putting all the information into it. The weather forecasters gotten so sophisticated with all this machinery that they just suck.
Guys that did it by the feel of the air and all that were more correct than these guys nowadays.
Right on that one.
You getting close to the parking lot?
About 10 out. Man, the southbound side looks really busy for some reason.
Well, I'm going to have to bounce over to the other frequency. I'm actually on the edge of the black hole.
Roger that. Catch you there.